You're on The Bert Show.
So I had one of those perfect moments in time, like one of those times in your life that sort of slow. It seems as if time slows down and you're sort of seeing your life from the outside looking in. Have you guys ever had one of those?
Yeah, I used to. I think we've referred to these before. I call them perfect moments, like where you, like Jen said, for me, it's like everything slows down. You're not thinking of anything else, and you're just in that very moment taking it all in. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a feeling of euphoria.
It is kind of a euphoria. It's almost like if you were in a movie and the main character of the movie is alone with their thoughts, and all you hear is the voiceover of that one character, and everything else kind of becomes background noise, and it's kind of like hones in or whatever. I wonder if there's like a real term for what that is. Because I feel like I just had one, and then now the psychic reading from Natalie Tomlinson is freaking me out again, because she said I would have a lot of these this year, and then I did just have one, so it's cool. It's totally freaking me out.
What was the one you just had?
The one that I had was a couple weekends ago. I was in New York with my boyfriend. He was meeting my parents for the first time and hanging out with my brother, and y'all know my family's like the most important thing in my life, and so for him to spend time with them and them to get to know him or whatever was really important to me, and I talked about it on the radio before we went, that I wasn't nervous about it at all. I knew it would go great, but you know, that's your hope, is that it's going to go great. Mm-hmm. And we all just went to brunch together. It was like the simplest moment. We just all were at brunch together. So it was my dad and my brother and his girlfriend, who I'm really close with, and then my mom and me and my boyfriend all sitting around the table. So it was just the six of us, like literally drinking coffee and having brunch. And I got up from the table to go and use the ladies' room. And, you know, in New York City, they're all one-seaters and every restaurant is really tiny. So there's typically a line. So I was kind of like standing in line, like just looking back at the table. And everybody was just like talking and drinking their coffee and having a really great time together and just enjoying that space together. And I just had one of those moments mm-hmm. where I was like, I felt like everything was like, I don't know, just frozen in time or something. And I knew it when it was happening, too. You know,
if you've had one of these, awesome. You know it. Like, you know what Jen's talking about. Like, I know the first
it's
one that I ever
describe,
had.
It's hard to describe, but it was really moving, like, to the point where I, like, kind of got, like, watery-eyed mm-hmm. and, like, kind of teared up, like, after I had it. Like, God, this is so awesome. It's like, I just love this moment right now so much.
It's like a drug. It's like euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that I ever had that you had was, I remember it like it really was like it was yesterday. It was Stacy and I were on our very first vacation together, and we were on an island called Harbor Island, and I could still picture the little bar that we were at. It was part of a marina, and there was a band playing there. The sun was setting. There was a band playing some reggae, and Stacy and I were just at the bar, and we were drinking. It was just us. It was the band, and there was one like really much older person there, but it was just us being together when with the sun setting and the music playing. I just remember that particular moment being just stuck right there and how awesome that was.
Like the smell of the ocean or just whatever it was, like just, all comes together.
It was a long, and it was when Stacy and I were in that phase where everything she says is the greatest and I know I feel love, you know, and this is the girl that I'm going to be with. And I will tell you this, that once you have kids, they happen a lot more often.
Yeah, really? I would expect that, definitely.
Like, I watch my kids now, and it's everything that they do, I can freeze the moment now. And when I'm watching Hayden sort of just play with Hollis, they happen all the time now.
Well, because you're sort of discovering life as it's new again through your kids' eyes. Because everything they do is new, right?
I guess.
Everything is like a learning thing or a touching moment or...
I'm not sure what the definition of or why it happens more for me when I have kids, but they happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever have these?
Yeah, it happens to me often. Like,
happens to you often?
Yeah, because I just, you know, maybe it's my perspective from the transplant. I don't know. I always am most mornings I wake up happy that I'm still here. I'm happy in the home I'm in and who I'm with. And, you know, there's a lot of times
where... Do you
where,
ever have them between 5:30 and 10 a.m.?
When you stare at Jeff?
maybe the first
anyway,
week.
Anyway, 5:30 to 10 p.m. Is really special.
Melissa's like, I have them when I wake up. I have them when I'm eating breakfast. Yeah. Then I usually have another one around lunch.
And then the first joke, and I'm like, oh, there it goes. No, but no, I mean, it is... I think it's just if... I don't know, maybe, but it for me, it does happen a lot because I just am just happy with my life.
I think you can have an like, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, self-help-y stuff that calls it like an attitude of gratitude. I think you can have that a lot in your life, but to me, it's like one of those moments where it's like everything is in slow motion. It's almost like the sound shuts off on life or something.
You ever have one, Wendy?
I haven't had one. I mean, I can't.
Ever?
No, I can't even think of one. I couldn't even, when we brought this up a couple weeks ago, I was trying and I've been trying to think of one, but no.
It just kind of happens.
What about with Atom Bomb?
Oh, all the time. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one because we were so in love. No, maybe you have to be like in love and really happy at the place in life that you're at, but I don't know. I haven't had one.
Have you, Jeff?
The one that I remember was an expensive one because it was a few years ago when...
With John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. And ended up in jail. It was weird. But I remember the moment. I was being pulled away in handcuffs.
Everything slowed down.
And I could see his reflection giving a statement in the window of the car. No, it was when we were... Jessica and I got a phone call from some friends who live on a lake up in South Carolina. And they called and said, hey, do you want to... come up, and it was like 2 p.m. And normally we don't do stuff like that. Like, we wouldn't make a 2-hour drive at 2 p.m. or whatever. And we decided to, and we ended up going to this little bar that's right on the lake. And there was music playing, and the sun was setting, and the temperature was perfect, and the drinks tasted great. And like, everything just felt right. And at the time, we had been looking for like a piece, something to buy, like as an investment, you know, like a piece of real estate, like it could be like a rental or something. And the only place I had looked was Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I didn't buy is because the hurricane insurance was so expensive. And we were just sitting there, and all of a sudden I was like, this is where we need to be. And we ended up buying a place.
And
being up there. But it was that perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered it was like 5 minutes long when the sun was setting just perfectly and the drinks had just arrived. And I remember all of us toasting. It was two couples. I remember the four of us toasting. I remember the music that was playing. And I was like, this is it. And we've had the greatest, you know, couple of summers up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the last one to buy in my community before the real estate market bottomed out. I bought that, and then
good thing you've had lots more perfect moments.
Yeah, that was, I'm glad I like that place.
That was also a perfect moment for your realtor. Like, before this crash happens. Yeah. Perfect.
And once you feel one, like, you try to create them, and you can't do it. It's almost like waking up from a really great dream and then trying to put yourself back to sleep and having the same dream. You can't force it. It just sort of has happened, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that the only one you've had?
It's so fresh that it's the only one I can think of right now off the top of my head.
Did you have that? Remember when you sat on my lap at the Masters?
Yeah. No, but you did.
That was perfect.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.